From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Rand, Book 3 in the Hawk File series by Lauren Robinson. Now, let's begin with Rand. Lane Palmer squatted behind the dogwood, squinting through his night goggles at the run-down farmhouse across a weed-field yard. Spaced beside him were 10 dark-clad men, all wearing bulletproof vests with the letters FBI stenciled on their backs. Charcoal covered their faces and arms, with the exception of Agent Henry Anderson, whose African heritage made it unnecessary. Henry was in charge of the SWAT team. Lane, on assignment from Counterforce, still, Anderson looked to Palmer for advice and suggestions. A man from a secret department of the FBI must be good, Henry thought.
What do you suppose is going on in that house?
Henry whispered to Lane. Palmer adjusted his glasses.
Only 3 moving about. Where's the other 2? Didn't you say 5 terrorists were planning the bombing?
Well, it's early, Palmer. It's not even midnight yet.
Our informant said 2 would be late.
Sure is hard to see in there.
Those kerosene lanterns must be on low. No electricity. I'd say the house has been abandoned for years.
That's normal for this part of Virginia. Be glad they didn't hide out in the Ozarks. We'd have a hell of a time finding them then.
Yeah. Well, I've seen worse.
Tell me something, Palmer. What is Counterforce?
Even in the dark, Lane could see the agent was quite serious.
You mean the bureau chief didn't tell you?
I haven't asked him.
Well, then I suggest you do.
Anderson grinned.
You're not going to tell me, then?
I'm sworn not to tell anyone.
Not even another FBI man.
Lane could feel his teasing and added,
especially FBI men.
Henry chuckled.
Well, Mr. O'Neill told me you had a rough time in Columbia. Lost your memory or something. Lived with an Indian tribe?
Lane nodded, holding his gaze on the flickering light of the lantern.
Indian tribe.
Ecuador. Over 3 years ago. The thoughts came back then, as they often did. He had lost his memory in a plane crash and had been saved by Omega, another assassin, sent to kill him. Together they were rescued by an indigenous tribe and had lived with them for several months. During his memory loss, he fell in love with the maiden Narcella. But when he recovered his memory in Colombia, he found he could not go back to her or to the village.
Anderson complained.
Getting cold sitting out here.
Lane chuckled.
Look on the bright side, Henry. It could be raining. Damn Pat O'Neill,
Lane thought. He had promised Hawk 3 months vacation. Pat knew exactly where Lane, or Hawk, would go. A paradise that his Nez Perce friend Tom Redhorse had discovered, an undisturbed mountain lake in North Idaho. 3 months fishing with Tom, 3 months with Nancy, walking the forested trails along the lake with the girl that he loved. He hadn't been there 3 weeks when Nancy walked out onto the dock and yelled, "Lane, Pat's on the phone." Her words echoed off the hillsides. Lane had sat dozing in the boat's bow, fishing pole in hand, line and lure stretched out in the water. He didn't care if he caught a fish or not. The warmth of the sun and the brisk, clean air were enough to put him in dreamland. Tom was dozing in the stern beside his silent outboard motor, his line also stretching out close to Lane's.
"Hey, Hawk, is that Nancy I hear?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?